Picture description advanced. This young woman and the little girl are having a fantastically good time playing music. The girl has a look of exuberant joy on her face, and she's obviously proud of her performance on the drum. The woman, I would think, the mother of the little girl, watches with keen interest, genuine enjoyment and satisfaction as the girl is playing, and she's making music herself, playing a stringed instrument, the ukulele, if I'm not mistaken about it. A moment of absolute joy and bonding between them, definitely worth capturing. That's what a mother and daughter relationship should be like, and that's what playing music should be about. Of course, the parent-child relationship is not always so blissfully joyful. There are tougher moments and challenges as well. But it is precisely those moments of exuberant happiness that make the relationship strong enough to endure and withstand the trials and storms of the more turbulent and tense times, and give the child the confidence to know that the parent is both a friend and a playmate, who not only gives instructions, but with whom he or she can share the happiest moments. And yes, music can do such wonders to make us completely immersed and, at the same time, connect in a very special way with those who are listening to it with us. The wonder of immersing ourselves in it, or let me put it this way, stepping outside of ourselves, rising above ourselves, our state of mind, our rationality, and entering another dimension. It is difficult to fathom what it is in music that enables us to do that, but our lives would be certainly drier and emptier without the magic of music. What kind of music can grab and hold someone is individual and is subject to change. Sometimes I just can't wrap my mind around what the other person likes about a piece or a song. I can't relate to it all. And sometimes when I try to introduce a piece of music to someone and expect it to have the same phenomenal effect on them as it has on me, they just stare and obviously not particularly impressed by something that could even bring tears to my eyes. And the experience can also vary. Under different circumstances, in a new frame of mind, listening to the same song or piece, I may wait in vain for the experience again, which once took me to the heights. It has somehow disappeared and cannot be brought back automatically at the push of a button. There is, of course, a lot of practice and sometimes even struggle behind these captivating moments, but although I myself am not a musician, I must say they are definitely worth the effort, so that the music could be more than just some background music and pleasant tinkling to our ears, but could transport us to another world to help us discover new depths and heights of emotions and experiences.